She pursued equal pay relentlessly. A pragmatist, she arrived at a meeting with the US Open's tournament director in 1972 with corporate funds in hand to bridge the prize gap. She vowed that most of the top women would not participate the following year if he refused. He agreed. She organized the Women's Tennis Association in 1973 and became its first president. Later that summer, she won Wimbledon in singles, doubles, and mixed doubles. Today, women compete for equal prize money in all four Grand Slam competitions. The world's best-paid female athlete is routinely a tennis player. Ms. King's highest-profile match was the Battle of the Sexes in 1973. Bobby Riggs, a loudmouth with hide-bound views and a knack for publicity, challenged her to a friendly exhibition. She recognized the stakes and took care not to underestimate her opponent, studying his game and developing a plan to make the older man run. And run him she did, under the carnival lights of the Houston Astrodome, with 30,000 people cheering and 90 million more tuning in at home. Countless admirers later told her what her win meant to them, she writes, including Barack Obama, who saw her practice in Hawaii in the 1970s. True to its title, All In is bracingly candid. Alongside the sporting and political battles, it tells of the eating disorder from which Ms. King suffered, a sexual assault she experienced as a teenager, and the whirlwind of being outed as a lesbian by a former lover in 1981. Ms. King does nothing by half measures. So much the better for readers, sport, and the many women she encouraged and empowered.